As always, the head coach of the New York Giants joins us. Steve Spagnuolo settles in for this week's conversation. So we talked in the last segment of the show. It's one thing for the guys to get up. You know you're going to get up against Dallas. You know you're going to get up against Philadelphia. Did you have to do an extra sell job traveling this week, playing a team that's not the Cowboys or the Eagles, division rivals?
I didn't feel like that. I mean, look, it's an NFL game. Anytime you get an opportunity, a chance to go out there and perform as a team and, you know, get that feeling at the end of the game in the locker room. Anytime you have that opportunity, I think guys get geared up. So it's been, you know, business as usual. I think the guys reacted pretty well.
Last week, there were a lot of good things in that game. Can you build on that? Do you sense that the guys felt great about some of the things they did well?
I believe that, and we talked about that on Wednesday. I don't know if that outshined the disappointment.
Sure.
Everybody's kind of, we're all hungering for a win. So that part's difficult. But I agree with you, Kyle. There was a lot of good to take away from that. I mean, the end of the half, the end of the game, our offense functioned, I thought, great. Eli did a nice job. We scored at the end of the half to get us ahead. Mm-hmm. I think people forget that. I know the first half went back and forth. We were ahead big, and then they came back, so it didn't feel the same. But I had to remind them in the locker room, we're ahead by 2 points. Mm-hmm. And the drive at the end was great. I think another thing that gets lost in the shuffle is after we missed the fourth down play, we're still in the game with 3 timeouts. And the defense went out there in what we call a 4-minute drill mm-hmm. and stopped them, got to punt the ball, and we had 2 shots at the end. So all that's positive. I like the way the offense functioned with the tempo calls. You know, we talked all week long about the value of a 4-yard run and a 5-yard completion mm-hmm. and how if we could get some yards after catch, it would make a big difference, and it did. So there is enough to build on. I agree with you on that.
All right, so you go to Arizona, you take on the Cardinals. So they've used 3 quarterbacks, Drew Stanton, Blaine Gabbert, and Carson Palmer. Does it make your preparation more difficult, or they run kind of what they run?
Yeah, that's what I believe. I mean, I've gone against Bruce Arians before. You know, he's got a good system. It's multiple. I believe he really wants to throw the football, although they function best when they're doing both like every other offense. So when they get the run game going, that's when they can be a headache. But, you know, they're 3 wideouts, they're 4 wideouts. I think they'll let Stanton just do what they've been doing. So we're basically defending the scheme.
So in defending that scheme, there are some guys that I call scheme breakers. A guy like Larry Fitzgerald, who in a tight spot can come up with a big catch. You got guys, 3 receivers basically, that can just blow the top off your defense. What are the concerns there? Because with Larry Fitzgerald, he's as good as anybody in route running, making himself available to the quarterback, and coverage is not quite enough with him sometimes.
Nah, he's a real pro. I was fortunate enough to be around him at Pro Bowls and just love the guy. And we know how great of a player he is. Yeah, we talked this week on defensively. This is what we call a Where's Waldo game. Mm-hmm. In other words, everybody's got to know where number 11 is.
Sure.
D lineman, everybody. But the speed on the edges that you're talking about, Carl, is a real concern because one of the main focuses in any game is to eliminate explosive plays. We certainly don't want to have explosive passes. You know, we're able to do that in 2 games against Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And they had 1 pass over 20 yards. Now the points went up. We don't like that. But we have to be concerned about him on every down, yet not overcommit too many people because we're still going to stop the run game. But certainly when they get the 3rd down, they look for him a lot. We've got to find a way to take him out of the game.
Coach, final question. 10-year anniversary, Super Bowl 42. Now, as head coach of the Rams, you went into that building every year in your time there, plus 2008. Yeah. So has the sentimentality of it kind of worn off when you step on the field?
I don't know. We'll find out when we go there. it's funny you say that, Bob. We did go back there in 08, and you felt it then. And then you're right. I was in and out of there and have had some good games and some not-so-good games. But I don't know. We'll see. I'm not sure if we're in the same locker room as we were and we won the Super Bowl or not. I can't remember. It's been so long. Since we've been there. But we'll take the karma. If it helps us win a game, I'm good with it.
Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Same to you guys.